Bang! He's bucking going. Cheap Tuesday. I've been hooking in. I had my KFC. I've done my push-ups. I'm rock and roll, mate. I can't complain. I hope you've all had a good Cheap Tuesday. Hope you went and got some cheap fast food with your dole checks. Nah, only joking. I know half of my listeners have jobs, at least. We got news happening. The Indigenous All-Stars. I can't believe this. I guess I'm not surprised. It's the day and age we live in.
Yo.
I'm back. How's that? Yo, Brucey boy. How you going, brother? Bang. I bloody almost had a little fucking heart attack there and died. I'm back. Nothing's going to stop me. It's every time when I pull up me fucking, when I go to screen share. Share? Bang. How the fuck did that happen a minute? How does that always happen? Anyway. Yeah, the old NRL, I can't believe it. This is an announcement today that the NRL is not going to. So every year they start the NRL season with the All-Star game. And like always, it used to be the Indigenous side versus the Australian All-Stars, which was just, you know, every Australian. But I'm pretty sure that's the way it's always been, but it looks like this year they've got the New Zealand Maori All-Stars and the Australian Indigenous All-Stars playing. So, you know, I reckon it'll be a pretty cool game. It's a good way. I always thought it was a good way to start the rugby league season, but then here you go. We've got the, you know, we're not going to sing the national anthem. So you wonder what the hell's going on here. We'll read a bit of the article, get you to know NRL, National Rugby League, if you don't know what that is, if you're American or something like that. Here we go. We'll pull it up. We'll go through this article. I think it's interesting enough to see what the F's going on. Indigenous players welcome decision to scrap anthem from All-Stars. The ARL, which is probably, yeah, Australian Rugby League. I thought it was NRL. Maybe that's what they call it when it's international. The ARL Commission has announced the national anthem will not be played at the All-Star match on the Gold Coast after accepting advice from the Australian Rugby League Indigenous Council. In a statement released by the NRL, the Commission said it viewed the All-Star match as an event unique to Indigenous Australians and wishes and the wishes of our players should be respected. The decision was made after the extensive consultation with the senior members of the Indigenous player group and members of the whatever it is, ARLIC, whatever. So it's pretty, you can see what's going on there. The freaking Kevin! Thanks for coming in. The rig. You go. Dusty. You still an all-star. Yeah, bro. Thanks heaps. Yeah, so the NRL, I mean, I'm in a unique situation. I grew up in New Zealand. Oh, I lived in New Zealand for 5 years. I went back there for year one primary school, and I came back here to Australia year five. So it was like 4.5 years or something I lived in New Zealand. And I guess I lived in the South Island. There wasn't many Maoris. I think like the only Maoris in our whole town was Ollie, this Maori lady who used to look after us when my mum would leave us with her when she would come to Australia. So you know what? The Maoris were always good to me. So I really like Maori culture. Because my family were very Irish, Scottish, like everywhere in New Zealand. It's like a funny thing. When we lived in New Zealand, everything was like Irish leprechauns and fucking four-leaf clovers and Irish flags and shit, right? And then now we live in Australia. My mum, she always sneaks little like New Zealand flags and like New Zealand food and shit in my house. She'd be like, oh, and you're like, what is this? It's like wherever they went, it's like, I don't know, if my fucking kids migrated to America or somewhere and I'm like, I guess I would. I'd probably do the same thing. You know what I mean? Bit of a slipping Aussie flag in there. But anyway, you know, and I only had good experience with my Maori mates over there. And then living in Australia, like I said, I went to church for 8 years in Inala, volunteering. Heaps of my youth boys were Aboriginal. Still good lads, good mates. So, like, you know, I have, like, a connection there. Heaps of friendships with Aboriginals and Maoris. Brucey boy, Maoris were heaps more advanced than Abos. Yeah, I guess it's true. That's probably true. Like, oh, Tim Williams. If there is an attempt to deport Dusty to NZ, we can launch a high court challenge to argue that Bogans cannot be considered alien to Australia. That's it. I'll be saying that I'm a Bogan. Tim, you always back me up, bro. I got to be a good boy. No fighting. Last time I got in a fight, I fucking split my cheekbone open. Lucky I didn't get in trouble with the cops. And I was just like, no, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? You know, you don't want to get in trouble with the cops, man. They'll fucking hit the deport button quicker than you fucking can think. I always thought about that when I went to rallies and antifas, they're screaming at me. One time we went to a rally. It was like a anti-safe school rally, and Antifa broke through the police barricade, and they were like, go back to New Zealand, Dusty, all this. And I was like, you're being fucking racist, you bastards. Dusty, I still don't believe you're a New Zealander. Please show me your papers. Peter B, thanks for your $5 PayPal yesterday too, bro. I didn't give you a shout-out. So I was born in New Zealand. My first memories were like living in Australia. I remember growing up in Brisbane and then next minute I did year one in Brisbane, and then my grandparents got sick in New Zealand, so we went to New Zealand and I was the Aussie kid. So I've heard all the fucking Aussie jokes, you know what I mean? The Aussies and the Kiwis, we give each other fucking, we sledge each other. You know what I mean? So, but when I went to New Zealand, I was the Aussie kid, and lived there. I don't know. It was probably 4.5 years, if lucky. And by the time I got back to Australia, year five primary school, they were like the Kiwi kid. So I was always the immigrant. Yeah, you know what I mean? Pretty funny. I love Australia. Last year I put my fucking application in to become an Australian citizen and nothing. Haven't fucking heard anything. Hey! Thanks, brother. Thanks for the super chats. Super chat. This would have bought you a two-piece feed back in the day. Here's a dinner roll on me. Thanks heaps, bro. I think it's like $11 for it's $11 for 9 pieces of chicken on Cheap Tuesday. I couldn't resist. If you're in my Dusty Bogan's mate, sometimes I do just little stupid videos on there, exclusive. And I smashed my KFC. I went to the doctor because me and the missus are trying to fall pregnant, third month trying, and he's like, "You need to stop drinking so much, mate." So I'm not doing beer bongs. So, sorry, brother, I'm not going to do a $5 beer bong. My missus is like, you heard him. You can't fucking drink all the time. I'm like, whoa. So I might have to go on a fucking health kick until the missus is pregnant and see how that will go. Got to do my bit, whatever. Well, the time, if I fucking slow up on the drink and the booze and the KF and keep doing these push-ups, the 2020 challenge, I'll be a fucking machine. There'll be twins popping out. New Bogans. I'm about to repopulate the earth with Bogans. Cheers from Texas. Thanks, brother. Thanks for tuning in. I love it. I feel like I want to do a beer bong so bad. I need to, like, drink water. I found this jar. I'm reclaiming my man cave since Black Lungs got kicked out. So the Savio had me KFC, and I've been reclaiming the man cave, fucking doing a bit of work down there. And I found this mad jar. I was like, yo, I think this is the jar. When I went to, remember I was saying I went to an African wedding, and at the end of the wedding, they're like, do you want to take any of the centerpieces home? And my missus is like, oh, yeah. And she took the jar. This was the jar from the African, the wedding I went to, right? She is a 62-year-old African lady, and she married a white Australian bloke who was 90 years old. No, was he 80? No, he was 80 years old, sorry. 80-year-old white Australian Mormon married a 60-year-old African Catholic. It was an awesome wedding. I'm on the water. I should, like, beer bong some water just for a fucking laugh. You know what I mean? This is the health kick, bro. I'm fucking trying. I'm beer bonging some water. This is how pathetic it is. Holy fuck, that seems like a decent amount. We're doing it anyway. God bless you. I can't fucking help myself. Creature of habit. Fuck, that's so much way easier than almost knocked me sign down. here we go. Thanks for the super chat, brother. A beer bong water. This is next level. I should have just said it's fucking moonshine, eh? Who would know? Here we go. Tim Wilms. Thanks for tuning in, Tim. You might need an immigration agent to become a citizen. That's what I'm thinking. She should stand on her head for 5 minutes after sex. Thanks, bro. I'll try that. Get back on the gin, mate. Quality over quantity. Yeah, true, true. That's the shit. Gin's good too because I'm not drinking the carbs and all that. This is my homebrew gin here. I just filled it with fucking – I just put a little bit of blue food dye in there to, you know, fuck with the system. The Windex. Where are we?
Should we?
just give it a rev a couple of times during the night before you give it to the missus. Yeah, brother. I love it. This is our world-class advice, boys. All right, should we hook into this bloody story with the, we'll tee up this, you know, because this is, I think this is important. Rugby is a big rugby league union, whatever. This is all big. It's a big cultural thing for Australians. And I think it's like a good thing where Aboriginals, Maoris, and white New Zealanders and Australians, it gives us like, it's like a point of connection where we love sports and you have a beer together. And I think, like, you know, they're not singing the national anthem for this NRL All-Star game, and it seems like it's a bit of a shame, you know what I mean, because it's like, if you're a patriot Australian, we're like, we love the anthem, we love the flag, we don't have, you know, you don't want to have a guilt complex. That's pathetic. And to have some kind of unforgiveness, maybe, you know, I would like challenge Aboriginals and Maoris, be like, you know what, if you feel as though there's some, a great historical grievance and you go, what happened, you know, I'm not happy, there's grievances in my families, my ancestors were murdered by settlers or whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, murder's murder, that's true. That's true, right? It may not be right, but here's the thing. I'd challenge them to forgive. When you forgive someone, it doesn't mean that you're justifying the action. You're not saying it's right. You're not making it right. But by if Aboriginals and Maoris, this would go the same fucking African Americans or South Africans, all these people, they have like a, some white people have a guilt complex because of this, these issues of colonization. And then the indigenous population, they have a unforgiveness. And it seems like it's holding us back, and it can create a tension, can create something that's not right in here in your life for the white person who has a guilt complex, which is pathetic, or if it's from a or if it's from the bloody indigenous person who's just like pepped up a bit of anger. I would say this. Forgive, and just and what you got to do is set yourself free from that. But you got to be aware. Like, you know, no Irish or Scottish man or English person says, when the Romans invaded, when the fucking Saxons invaded, when the Vikings invaded, when the French invaded, when there were civil wars, none of them say that was good. An Englishman does not think that was good. You know what I mean? No Irish or Scotsman think any of that shit was good. We think it's terrible, but we don't hold the grudge. I have Irish and Scottish ancestry, mainly half Irish. I got two grandparents who are Irish, a grandfather who's Scottish, and a grandma who's English. So I'm, you know, just fucking, my ancestors were just at war with each other for, I don't know, how long were the Scots at war? For like 800 years. Pretty impressive. And I've got a Scottish surname, so, and Scottish grandfather. There you go. Here you go. Gotta warm up the machine, bro. Brucey boy knows. That's a face I can trust. Tony Abbott with his fucking sweet ass sunnies. I'll take the advice from Brucey boy any day, the stud. Oh, who's calling me? I better answer this. James Fox Higgins was going to call me. Hello? I can't talk. I'm doing a live. Bang. Hung up. That's savage. That was my mum. She called me this afternoon too. Oh. Anyway, that's all right. Gotta love your mum. Don't ya? Born Nordic. 20 push-ups and 3 sets of curls tonight, Dusty. Fucking proud of your boy. Good on you, you stud. I love that picture. That's a face only a mother could love. Demonic. Nah, any joking. You'll be a rich, ripped savage soon enough. Yeah, so I did 30 in a row. So I did more push-ups in one set this Arvi than I did yesterday. I did 2 sets, one of 30 and one of 10. My second set, I can feel it in my chest, you know, because before I started this 2020 push-up challenge, I'm doing 2020 push-ups. So whatever. My brother Hugh was telling me on Telegram on the Dusty Bogan mates chat. He said if I do, if I knock it off in 2 weeks, he'll shout me beers at the pub. That means I have to average out 140 push-ups every day for 2 weeks to get my 2020 push-ups. I'm only doing it. This is not to raise money for charity. The 2020 push-up challenge is not to raise money for charity or to raise awareness for fucking some cause. It's just to become a fucking savage. The 2020 challenge is just for patriots who are sick of all the fucking whinging identity politics losers of this world. You know what I mean? The whole thing is, just like I was saying before about these, the Maoris and the indigenous people, all these people, they need to just fucking have a bit of how are you going to live your life with so much fucking pepped up anger? Something happened. Didn't happen to me. But generations ago, something happened to all of our ancestors, right? And it doesn't make it right. But what it is we need to forgive. There needs to be some forgiveness. We need to get over this stuff. I need to get over it. I remember when I became a Christian, right? And I was like, I have no idea what these people are talking about. But it was kind of like I had a feeling when they talked about the whole idea. If you just think about Jesus dying on the cross, it's like this God who voluntarily is like, right, it's a mess down here. You know, the biblical story is Adam and Eve eating the fruit. It's like they used their freedom of choice got them into shit, created a fallen state, a fallen world. And essentially it could be a metaphor for our own lives, that our freedoms and choices are, you know, put us in a fallen state. But then you have this, the thing with the Jesus is, you know, he's coming in and he's like, I'm going to set it right. I'm going to pay for the mistakes and the hurt and the pain. It's not good enough. There needs to be justice. I'm not going to sweep it under the rug and say, oh, I just forgive you. To just forgive is a very hard thing to do. I don't recommend just forgiving. It's easy for me to say just forgive. But as a Christian, I know the brutality of the crucifixion of God becoming flesh, became a man, entered into the mankind, became a man, limited being, and died a brutal death, tortured to death for our mistakes. And then we say, and then he says, this is forgiveness. This is payment. I like that picture. I think that's a good picture, because then I say, I'm receiving this forgiveness myself too. The guilt complexes go. The fucking shame goes. The regret goes. You're set free in here. And then the cool thing is then you go, well, fuck, man, you want to treat people how you've been treated. Once you receive forgiveness, you forgive. You forgive everyone else who's hurt. You become lighthearted. And this is the answer against the Karl Marx, cultural Marxist, identity politics, victim guilt mentalities, holding it up. It's not easy to forgive. I'm not saying it makes it right. You know what I mean? Forgiving doesn't make it right, but it fucking sets you free. You can start operating you're tuning into a different frequency. You know what I mean? Who wants to be stuck on a frequency of anger, regret, pain, hurt, guilt, shame, pain, anger? Who wants to operate on them frequencies? You know what I mean? It doesn't make you a winner. It turns you into a victim, turns you into a guilt complex. You know what I mean? And whether these white people who have their guilt complexes or the fucking brown, black people who have their, you know, the anger, the pain, none of it's right. Where am I? Am I missing this here? Here we go, Peter V. They better not do the same thing for State of Origin footy next week, but it's Melbourne after all. Yeah, they will. I'm pretty sure last State of Origin, some of the Aboriginals were like, we're not singing the national anthem, and they stood there and they were like, you know what I mean? And you could feel the anger. You like look at them and you're like, brother, this ain't helping you. This ain't good for you. This is bad in your heart, in your mind. You're going to fucking – them stress levels are killing them softly. It doesn't look good on them. It's like jealousy. It doesn't look good on me, man. Anger doesn't look good on me. this fucking hat looks good on me. Make Australia great again. It doesn't say white guilt. It doesn't say fucking victim. You know what I mean? It says make Australia great again. You can't do that with fucking victim mentality and fucking guilt. It doesn't work like that. Here we go. I heard the argument that it's okay not to have the anthem at the game because it's not a national team game. It's their own game. All Indigenous, leave it to them. The public will vote with their feet. Yeah, I think that. And it's kind of fair enough. Like, you know, I have my Aboriginal mates. I have my Maori mates. And we all get on fine. It's all rock and roll, mate. Not a fucking drama. And it's this identity victim politics, political. It's the cultural Marxist. If you know, if you read the Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx Communist Manifesto, you'll come to a chapter where it talks about conflict theory. And that's all identity politics is conflict theory manifest that the left just want to fucking push. For the collection plate. Thanks, brother. I'm going to beer bong some more water for my mate. I'm on the fucking water. Can you believe this? God bless you, my child, Kevin. Holy mate. Beer bonging a little bit of holy water from Kev. Kev, you fucking legend. That was fuck all. Delicious, but I love water. Here's a true story for you. I fucking kid you not. This is a true story. I was my mother-in-law. So when we were kids and, I don't know, my parents broke up and we went to live with my dad for a bit, which was fucking excellent, actually. And the old man met a woman quite quickly, and he's been with her ever since. She's a great lady. I'm so grateful that she's, you know, put up with the old man. He loves to have a beer, and he gets on it, and, you know, they're just good, hard-working people. The old man's retired now. I think he's been retired for 2 years. Anyway, she's a good old sort. And she came over, I think it was last year, when my brother had his baby. She comes over, right, and my missus is, like, pouring a glass of water, and Anne, my stepmom Anne, she goes, "What are you doing?" And she's like, my missus goes, "I'm having a glass of water." And Anne's like, "What? You're drinking water?" And Anne, we're all like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" She reckons it was her first glass of water. She only drinks tea, coffee, milk, beer, juice. She never drank water. She never had a glass of water. My stepmom, my New Zealand stepmom. And she's like, "The older generation doesn't drink water. They drink tea, coffee, milk, juice, beer, whatever. No water. Water's bad for you." She reckons it's more work your liver has to, or kidneys, whatever, have to process. I was like, righto. It's probably been, like, good for her. When you think about it, I'm pretty sure when you buy, if you only drank juice and milk and fucking all this stuff, I'm pretty sure none of that has fluoride in it. No. When you buy Mount Franklin, it doesn't have fluoride in it. Here are we in the comment section. These Indigenous games shouldn't exist. They should either want to play the Australian team or not play at all. Fair enough. Nice profile picture, bro. I like it. Dusty, do you have well water or town water there? Yeah, I'm on town water. Fluoride, just full of fluoride. It's coming up for our state election, so, you know, the water gets a bit murky, gets a bit cloudy, and that's just, they just increase the fluoride. So that we just become a bit more we're a bit fucking, how you going, Mo? Who do I vote for again? And they hand you the how to vote card, and it says free, the free stuff, free dental. You know, because the fluoride they put in the water doesn't work. So they're offering us free dental because we're fucking, the fluoride's fucking rotting away our brains. It's delicious. I love it. Thanks, bud. Good show. Yeah, I love that profile pic. It's fucking excellent. Hey, Aussie Bozzy. Here we go. Hey. It's streaming on DLive anyway. I know I need to get on. I'm just flicking over to my DLive. Yo, DLive family. I need to work out how to make me Yeah, I have to flick between screens. I'm real sorry to my DLive fans. Hey, Tenny is watching. I'm so grateful for my DLive people. Aussie Mozzie. Lol, holy water beer bong. I know. I'm going full next level, bro. The doctor told me I need to cut back on my drinking, bro. So I got to do what I got to do. I'm trying to repopulate the planet with fucking bogans. So, you know. I got to do what I got to do. I need to have 5 children, bro. You know what I mean? Just going to pop them out. Are these me lemons people have? Is it? Oh, crap. Neon hooked me up with a lemon, I think it was. I'm still working out this DLive. Whoa, I got 9.91 lemons. Thanks, everyone, for your lemons, eh? Or is it 10 from Aussie Mozzie and 1 from Neon? Thanks, boys. I totally appreciate it. Aussie sent me here. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope you know, follow, like, what's going on with the we're talking tonight about the Australian Rugby League, which is our, you know, it's pretty much the national sport. Oh, arguably, we've got a lot. We're a big sporting nation. So, hey, thanks for the ice creams. Boys, hooking me up. Even the Brucey boys in there. 4 lemons and ice cream. Uncle Ted 88 and ice cream. What? What's going on? I'm trying to fucking die. I'm trying to lose weight. All these fucking ice creams. 36 ice creams. I'm rich. I don't know what's going on in this world. DLive's fucking rock and roll, man. The future's DLive, I'm telling you. I don't know if there's more freedom of speech on DLive. I fucking hope so. Because we're getting stifled. I was afraid to, like, even post, like, sometimes on my Facebook, right, I'll post the, you know, I'll be like, hey, post the fucking link to the YouTube live in my Facebook. And I was like, maybe not. Maybe I won't. Not for this one, talking about the NRL All-Star Game, which is like the Indigenous Aboriginal All-Star Team versus the New Zealand Maori All-Star Team. And I'm like, you say one world, one wrong thing here. You can't have an opinion, can you? Be like, fucking, you're just being taken off Facebook. All your photos. When I first lost my Facebook account, I had so many photos. So many videos, so many good memories, and they just fucking gone. Bang. All these fish. I was catching fish, you know what I mean? Old fishing videos, gone. Bastards, I fucking tell you. Breaks me heart. One fucking word you say the wrong, mate, on Facebook and they will fuck you over. Yay, Versace Cowboy, 2020 Logic. Water equals bad. Kids chopping dick off equals stunning and brave. I know. This is the future we live in. Here we go. They want to replace the Union Jack with the Avo flag now, dude. Dude, I think it's out. That's out of control. You know, the thing is, once you start capitulating, it's always the thin end of the wedge. Like, you think. And sometimes, this is the thing, we could sit here and you go, hey, look, this is the Indigenous All-Star Game, the Maoris and the Aboriginals, and both of them have decided not to sing their national anthem. And we could be like, for the most part, we get on, we respect and honor each other, and that's all good. And but you know, you kind of, if you capitulate and you say, yeah, whatever, all good, guys, whatever, we get it. You have no forgiveness in your heart. You're bitterly enraged. It's throwing you out. It's not good for you, bro. It's not good for you, bro. It's not good for them. It's bad for them, and it's bad for the white people who have that guilt complex. Number one problem in the whole fucking issue. But then, you know, it's like this. Capitulation. We capitulate and we say, don't worry about it, brother. And next thing, they change the anthem. They change the flag. They change Australia Day. They remove all the Captain Cook statues. You know what I mean? Next minute, you do the fucking Australian citizenship pledge and they give you a fucking, they're like, you can either have the gay flag or the ISIS flag. What one do you want to wave around? How did this happen? And it's always the thin end of the wedge. I always think to myself, right, this is what I think to myself. There was a time where I think about the abortion issue, right, and I go, you're like, yeah, okay, the girl's raped. There's something gone wrong. If the baby goes full term, it's going to kill the woman. The child's got, you know, crazy birth defects. It's born with half a head and going to die anyway. And you go, and then, or she's raped. But anyway, in these rare of circumstances, we all go, under them circumstances, we could understand. We would all hate to be in that situation. And in them circumstances, we put ourselves in the other person's position and we go, that's terrible. I could understand. I could understand why you would maybe consider an abortion in that scenario. We understand. And that there was a point in time in history where we said, okay, then fine. Under them circumstances, that fine. But here we are. Here we are now, 2020. And they have late-term abortion for healthy babies. Healthy babies can be born, can be aborted in the last trimester, can be aborted. Healthy babies. So the thing is, it always starts somewhere. It's always the thin end of the wedge, you know. People said, yeah, but love is love. It's only two same-sex couples, grown adults, consenting adults, they want to get married. Who are we to say? And it seems reasonable. And we said, yeah, I can understand that. I can understand that. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I believe in traditional heterosexual marriage. You know what I mean? That's what I believe. I believe life. I don't believe we should be murdering babies. But the thing is, under certain circumstances, I can say, well, you guys aren't Christians. These are extraordinary circumstances, whatever. I can understand. Even I understand that, and I can put myself in other people's shoes, but it's always the thin end of the wedge. It's always just the start, and they just like bang, bang. They tap that wedge in. They tap that wedge in. Just gay marriage. Just for consenting, same-sex consenting adults. Bang. Next minute, Tasmania removes gender off birth certificates. If you misgender someone, you get a $3,000 fine. They're now going into Christian schools and dictating who they can hire and who they can expel. All right? They're going in this drag queen story time in public libraries, tax-funded public libraries. And we all say that was the thin end of the wedge. That was just the beginning. And we all thought maybe that's all right, two consenting adults. And what happens when they lower the age of consent? You know, what happens when they bring in polygamy? What happens when, you know, Israel Folau quotes the Bible on Instagram or Facebook or wherever. I think he was two words off from directly quoting the Bible. His culture, his tradition, what happened to multiculturalism? And it's just the thin end of the wedge. The gay marriage was a thin end of the wedge. It was just the beginning. The abortion. And you know, I could say initially the gay marriage, initially the abortion, maybe initially the indigenous stuff. You go, I can put myself in your shoes. I can understand, even though I am a conservative Christian, I can say, yeah, I can. I want to treat people how I want to be treated as well. You know what I mean? I want to put myself in your shoes. I want to be, have a bit of compassion and understanding. I want to be reasonable and tolerant. Yeah, I do. I do. But then you go 12 months down the track, 10 years down the track, and they're aborting babies, healthy babies, in the third trimester. And you go, what the fuck is happening? When the Aboriginals, you know, when they pull on our heartstrings and we go, yeah, terrible murder is murder. Some bad things happen, brother. I get it. I understand. Kevin Rudd said, made an apology to the Aboriginal people on behalf of Australia. And is it done and dusted? Is the apology done and dusted? When John Howard said, we need to close the gap. We need to close the gap. We're going to put extra funding into closing the gap. And then Kevin Rudd made the apology. Was it enough? It wasn't enough. And when they get more and more, and I got Aboriginal mates, I got Maori mates, you know what I mean? Been good to me, never a drama. I put myself in their shoes. I got gay mates. I got friends who have had abortions. You want to put myself in their shoes, understand, but you got to be fucking cut down on the fluoride, Dusty. Fuck, it's good. I love the fluoride. Ha ha ha, shit. I know, that fluoride's fucking good, man. Centrelink flag, that's what I'm fucking talking about. It'll be like in 10 years' time, and they're going to be like, this can have the fucking, we're changing everything. You can have the fucking indigenous flag, the gay flag, the ISIS flag, the Eureka Stockade flag, or the fucking Centrelink flag. Now, what do you want? We're going to do a fucking postal vote. We're going to do a postal vote, you know, that you can see through on the letter when you write it and you put it in the envelope and you can hold up to a light and go, fuck, this guy's voted for the bloody ISIS flag. Fuck that, bro. I want the Centrelink flag. Nah. However they do it. Kevin reckons, Dusty, there is hard water additives called third wave water. It's delicious. Tiny bit makes a gallon. Really? What's it get rid of the fucking fluoride or something? No abortion. No abortion, not even if the baby is a communist. Yeah. Yep. The worst part about the plebiscite is they had 16 failed attempts at getting the gay marriage passed, basically saying everything is going to change if you try hard enough. Conservatives are screwed. They screwed us hard. They said, I just remember when they said, they were like, It's just about gay marriage. It's just about gay marriage. Nothing else will change. Nothing else will change. It's going to be fine. And now the drag queen story time is happening in Brisbane City fucking library. And the Brisbane mayor came out and said, there's going to be more drag queen story time. Can you fucking believe that? And it's like the craziest thing. I mean, there's at the moment in Queensland, you know, they've got late-term abortion. It's a fucking tragedy. They're murdering. I think in Australia we're murdering 100,000 babies a year. And the thing is, at the moment, they have to pay. If you're on abortion, you got to pay $500 to kill your own baby. And I think, thank fuck my tax-paying dollars. At the moment, I don't pay. Labor wants to change that. Labor wants abortions to be performed in public hospitals. At the moment, I think they go to a public – you go to a, like your public GP, whatever. He gives you a referral to go to a clinic, and it's a private clinic, and they charge you like $550 to kill your own baby. And at the and I think like Labor, Bill Shorten, the fucking goblin, the demonic sulfur smelling Bill Shorten, he's a freak of fucking nature, that bloke. He reckons he wants Australian taxpayers to flip the bill. Old Bill Shorten, he fucking knows about all the abortion baby murdering bills. What a fucking psycho. Imagine what happened to multiculturalism, you know what I mean? Where they are they gonna like Oswald Mosley reckons if you've got a DLive account, go follow Dusty Day. Thanks, brother. I know, I need my DLive. Once I get my DLive up to 200, I'm fucking laughing. Yo, Lisa, thanks for tuning in. The founder of Planned Parenthood was all about reducing population of blacks in the US. Exactly right. I had Aboriginal mates. Oh, I shouldn't say this stuff. So it's not like I shouldn't say it. I won't go into it. Let's just say this. Many a time people have come knocking on my door pregnant and say, what do I do? Then I said, well, you've I always say this. You've come to the wrong house if you think I'm going to tell you to have an abortion. It's not going to fucking happen. You know what I mean? Kevin reckons, Dusty, it's vitamins and minerals that are supposed to be in water. Normally, it's for bland filtered water. Cool, bro. I do take vitamins and that anyway, but yeah, all good. Lisa reckons, book at my far left leaning university, they admit how racist she was, but lie and say she started Planned Parenthood for the betterment of women. Yeah, that's what they all fucking do. Didn't Bill, that fucking Barack Obama, he was like funding abortions in Africa. What a fucking piece of shit. You wonder where, like, the Africans – oh, the lady who served me KFC today was an African – young African lady, like, 17. I'm like, hey, yeah. I was probably real friendly with her because, like, when I opened my chicken and I was like, bang, I was like, that lady's awesome. She gave me all the good pieces. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get your cheap Tuesday, your 9 pieces of chicken. It's, like, $11. So good. Sometimes you open it and you go, what the fuck? And it's all wings and, you know what I mean? It's all wings and legs. Give me some breast. Nah, shouldn't say that. This is a kid's show. No, it's not. It's actually not a kid's show because when I do a live, I have to tick the little box and it says, this is not appropriate for children. Isn't it a funny thing? Here it is. When I was a kid, drag queen story time would have been would have scared the shit out of me. Here's the thing. This is the most – this is the time – this is the day we live in, right? This show, I have to tick not appropriate for children. This ain't appropriate for kids. We all know that. I voluntarily make that decision. I say this show is not appropriate. It's not appropriate. We should let the kids be kids. Leave the kids alone. When I have kids, I'm not going to tell them half of this shit. I'm going to let them be kids. They're going to be playing fucking Pokemon Go and shit. Doing push-ups, playing cards, playing PlayStation, whatever. Getting amongst it. They will not be watching me. This ain't appropriate for kids, and neither is drag queen story time. It's voodoo chicken, Peter V. That's right. The African, young African Sheila, who I was like, how you going, love? How you going, mate? And I'm like, this is my tip to you. Whenever you go to KFC, you got to be like, you got to be happy. You got to be excited to get that chicken. You'd be like, hey, mate, how you going? How are you? I just want that cheap Tuesday chicken today, please. And then they're like, no worries, sir. And you're like, and next minute you open that chicken box up and it's all the best pieces. That's what a smile gets you. And this is the problem. When the indigenous people are like, I'm not going to sing the fucking anthem, and everyone's all angry. There's all this bitterness in this world these days, all the victim mentalities, all the white guilt, white losers who need to wake up. Thanks for subbing to my D-Live. I need to check out my D-Live comment section. Yo, D-Live people, I'm back. I got to jump around. I got to get back in here. Brucey boys hooked me up with 14 lemons. What a God blessing. What a legend. Yo. Yow. Oh, crap. What am I doing? I'm stuffing this up. Neon reckons abortions are like speeding tickets to some people. They are. They really are. I had a mate of mine who his missus had like aborted two of his kids. He was devastated. He was like, man, I would like to keep this baby. The man had no choice. They ain't no fuck. We have no choice. You know what I mean? What a fucking tragedy. They just murdered. My mate has had two of his children murdered. That's fucking out of control, isn't it? Imaginary friend. Lol, imaginary friend is me, Dusty. Oh, sweet, sweet, sweet. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Lisa, legendary. Thanks for subbing. Where am I going here? What is it? Vampire frog. 11 abortions. The opposite of based. Who the fuck had 11 abortions? That's like insane. Yes, yes, Dusty. Mod Lisa and Brucey. Okay. Fucking not really. What are we doing here? Brucey, he's getting a fucking moderator. Brucey, the moderator. And Lisa, he's getting a bit of moderator. Bang, we getting teed up. D-Live's a go. I can't believe it. I'm so grateful that I'm on the D-Live. I'm so grateful for Aussie Mozzie for hooking me up. And he's dual streaming me. That's so sick. Once you get to 200 subs, I can start dual streaming. I got 19 people watching me on D-Live. It's like a battle, 26 on YouTube and 19 on D-Live. Damn! That's a fucking good one. Lemon Juicy Brucey Boy. He's fucking hooking me up! God bless you. I'm so grateful, eh? Just scrolling through here. Someone was telling me that New South Wales doesn't have I can barely scroll down here. What the fuck's going on, D-Live? They were telling me that I worked at KFC in high school. Ate late at Fat Slob Kind Lol. Uncle Ted reckons. That's mad, bro. I reckon that would have been a sick job to work out in high school. I worked at Hungry Jack's and I was just smashing thick shakes. They're like, Vampire Frog, my mum had tons of abortions too. How fucking tragic. I know my younger brother, you know, Black Lungs, he's like, I reckon my dad and our mum committed adultery with your dad, and I'm the reason your mum and dad got a divorce. It's my fault. This is what Black Lungs told me when he was younger. I'm just like, psh, shut the fuck up, you stupid idiot. Nah. The truth is, like, I'm like, brother, I don't give a fuck what happened or what our parents did. It's not my life. I'm not going to fill my life with other people's fucking regrets and mistakes. This is not my fucking life. that's their choices. I said to him, I said, brother, I'm glad that you're alive and mum didn't have a fucking abortion. I wish she had 10, I had 10 more brothers and sisters in this world. You know what I mean? Even though black lungs is a pain in my ass, he's all right. He's not too bad. I fucking prefer to have a pain in my ass brother or a pain in the ass friend. I prefer, and this is the fucking thing about all this, I'd prefer to have pain in the ass Maoris and Aboriginals than dead Aboriginals or aborted Aboriginals. You know what I mean? I'd prefer a fucking gay person or a Muslim or any of them than an aborted fucking dead human being. They don't give a fuck, these left-wing nutcases. They're the biggest liars. We care. Free stuff. I've never heard so much fucking lies in my life. Kevin Duggan! Big Kev! If you get 100 people, you can be on the front page on DLive. Are you fucking serious? Is that like 100 people watching, is it? Or 100 subs? That's fucking savage as fuck. I need to like... Oh, is this how I do it? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I don't think Dusty knows. What's that, bro? I'm back on the D Live again. Burger King, Hungry Jack's. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Old Burger King, Hungry Jack's is Burger King. That's the thing in Queensland. I think the rest of Australia and New Zealand, it's just Burger King, it's called. We call it Hungry Jack's. Up in Queensland. I think there was like someone in Queensland already trademarked the name Burger King. So in Queensland, they had to change the name and they chose Hungry Jack's. It's exactly the same. Preach, mate. Preach. Preach the good news. I got to drink some holy water here for my brother. thanks so much for all. Oh, Uncle T, 10 lemons. Thanks, brother. Have we got more? Is there more? Oh, I don't know what I did then. Old Neon gave me one lemon. B-sot, is that how you say it? I don't know. Mate, the lemons keep rolling in. That's me, Kevin Duggan. Oh, thanks, bro. Shouting, boom. Cool, cool, cool. I can't barely keep up with these names. You'll have to remind me. One day, like, at this rate, you know, when you have a few people streaming and watching you here on DLive and that, you know, you're like, gives you a bit of hope that, you know, if the YouTube fucking censorship machine comes down, I'll be like, I'll have a life on DLive still. I'll be beer bonging holy water on bloody DLive all my days. Nothing will stop me. Nothing! I'll be doing fucking push-ups in heaven, bro. YouTube heaven. It's called DLive. I'm telling you, you just need to go to fucking Telegram because Telegram is probably the closest thing we have to free speech. I'm not saying that no one's ever had Telegram destroyed, but you know what I mean. So what, you legend? Hi, I want free stuff, XD. Of course, I can't say that. People are hooking me up in DLive with free lemons. Kevin Duggan's giving me super chats. I'm getting free stuff. You know what I mean? Pro-choice. What about pro-choice for people of the unborn baby? Yeah. What about pro-choice for my mate who's Mrs. aborted two of his kids and he had no say. He had no choice. It's just like, how could you, obviously that ended. How can you continue beyond that with someone aborts your child, a healthy baby? I will never get my head around this. If you aborting, like if you finish school, you have a job, you have no fucking excuse to abort a baby. No excuse. I don't think we have an excuse anyway, but you know, sometimes you got to start off with the, it's the small things, and they go, see, it's reasonable. These rare circumstances, reasonable that the two gay men would marry, because they're just two grown consenting adults of the same sex, and they want to get married. They want equality. Love is love. Can't you see that? And then people said, yeah, why not? And fucking, what is it? Is it 2 years down the track, maybe, since the postal vote in Australia where they changed, legalized gay marriage? And now fucking so much has changed. Pretty much the censorship word police, who are just fucking constant investigation. Private eye, the Facebook, we're on your case. We're watching every word you say. Keep your words sweet or you'll be Zuckerberg. You know what I mean? They'll just fucking get rid of you in 2 seconds, mate. It'd be all fucking over. So what? Thanks for tuning in, brother. I'm a D-Live. I have to appear at the job center in an hour. I'm really drunk. but we'll behave. It's humiliating there. All good. Do you want to come on quickly, bro? Do you want to come on quick, fucking, so what? Seems though you're real pissed. Tell us about going to Centrelink in Germany. I reckon that'd be pretty interesting. I'm Batman, man. Now eat your bat soup, bigots. That's it. We need that delicious fucking bat soup. Where's Aussie Mozzie? Does Aussie Mozzie, you still there? Aussie Mozzie, you want to fucking, do you want me to send you the link? 159 lemons? Aussie Mozzie! Mate, Mr. Generosity over here, getting blessed. I need to fucking smash a bloody some holy water. Damn good luck, you got it done. Let anyone piss you off a lot. Don't let anyone piss you off a lot. I don't know this. At least one of the chicks there is super hot. A straight 10 out of 10. So what reckons there's a 10 out of 10? I didn't know that they existed, bro. I just need a link. Here we go. I'm going to post the link up in the D-Live. We'll see what our... we've got to bless the D-Live chat because, you know, they're going, evening Patriots, lock and load. G'day, DJ. I hope, bro, we're doing the 2020 challenge, push-up challenge. You need to start doing 2020 push-ups. Whether you do 10 a day or 50 a day or 100 a day, but however you do it, you need to do 2020 because all the Patriots are going to get jacked. We've had enough. We had enough of the victim whinging fucking world out there. 10 out of 10 German girl. I want to hear about this. Did that work? Bang! I posted it up for you, bro. Come on whenever you're ready. We're going to hear about this 10 out of 10 at the, we call it Centrelink in Australia when you're unemployed. I've never been on Centrelink. When I had surgery on my foot and, I had surgery on my foot and I broke my arm and they gave me a sickness benefit once. That was awesome. Here we go. So what? He's coming on. Yo, brother.
Hi, Dusty. I hope I don't produce too much echo, you know, because I realized that, you know, I don't have headphones. So I just want to say thanks again to you. Thanks to your audience. Welcome. And it's actually true. I have to go to the job center. They call it job center now.
And you've been on basically the piss?
It is for people who are without a job, unemployment center. That is what it was called back then, but now they call it a job center because it sounds more happy and friendly and rainbowy and, you know. And
the job center where no one has a job. Exactly. You go there when you don't have a job.
And you are forced to go, né? Because if I wouldn't go, I would be like they would scratch
cut
like
your payments 10, off.
Oh, more 10% they would say, oh, you didn't appear at that date. We sent you a letter. You didn't show up. That means 10% less per month. Why didn't you show up? And so on and so forth. No? And the thing so please forgive me. I don't want to insult anybody. Think I found out a way. See, the thing is, my legs are not good. I applied for I call it a retard crippled pass. I don't want to insult any retard or cripple. And so, yeah, just
you're just taking the piss out of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You're being real.
Like, you should see my legs. I was in hospital two times last year, and but somehow they seem to think that I'm simulating or anything. No, but if I don't,
they fucking always pull that shit.
Yeah. And, you know, I need that official document, the cripple pass, ne? To say, hey, here, look at that. I'm not simulating. But that will take 2 months. And now, from starting today, I have to appear. And here, look, I'm not kidding you. Just the numbers. I have to appear 3 times per week for... What? 3 hours, and the whole stuff lasts 3 months. So 3, 3, 3. I mean, sometimes I think I'm like in a fiction movie or science fiction movie or some dystopian fantasy world or whatnot. But it is really like that, no? And if I don't show up, then they will say, "Oh, you didn't show up."
They'll cut you off. And how long were you like a taxpayer for, like paying taxes? And
I've always paid taxes and earned. Sometimes I earned decently. Lately, not so much because of my health issues. But they will treat me, and not only me. It's not all about me. They treat everybody like that. Everybody who is like saying, I cannot work in a fabric in a company." Like how's it called?
You can't stand up.
Like doing heavy work. Yeah, back then I could do that. I cannot do that anymore at the moment. And the doctors don't even know what is wrong. What is the cause of it? The doctors are always like, do you smoke? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, or do you also drink alcohol? And I'm like, yes. And they are like, so you're an alcoholic. Who is a chain smoker? And I'm like, no, I'm not.
And so is every concreter. Every fucking concreter I know, they're like 60-year-olds who are alcoholics and chain smoke. It's like what they live on, you know?
There is, in fact, some people who are like that. And I admittedly, I drink too much. And smoking is bad. Even one single cigarette is bad. So I know that it is bad, but that is not the reason for my health issues. But they will just say, it's your fault. Yeah. You can work. Just don't smoke or drink anymore. And, I'm so...
In Australia, right, they send you to work for the dole. So you literally have to, maybe it's 3 months, if you go on unemployment benefit, if you're on it for 3 months, then they send you to work for the dole. You have to volunteer. I think it's 20 hours a week, volunteer work, to get your – might be $300 a week or something they pay you. Yeah.
Well, $300 a week, that is more than I get. But the thing is, in Germany, it's like that. If you lose –
what happens if you're a Muslim? What are the Muslims like?
That's a whole different story.
Is it? So there's a double standard there.
Of course.
That's in bullshit.
It is. Normal procedure here is...
go in there with a fake tan, bro. Go get that fake, the fucking rub-on fake tan and just be like, Start dreading that shit up, bro. Just be like, Dorman! Come for the money.
Yeah, and I will call
myself there with Ali Mohammed. Bucket of chicken, bro. Yeah. With a bucket of chicken and some fucking glued on dreadlocks, you know? Yeah. Bit of spray tan.
Yeah,
you'd be all good, bro. You'd be rich. You never have to work again.
All they do it. They produce children with all kinds of, and they will invent children, and they will say, "Yeah, I've had children living in, for example, nothing against Turkish people, but for example, in Turkey, I have 4 children, and then the welfare money for the children is so much. These people are richer than even some industrials here." Like,
and you, so nothing. You have, is it true in Germany? Is the most immigrants, like foreigners, are they Turkish?
Yeah.
Is that that's the biggest?
That is the biggest, I will not call it a threat or a problem even. It is just that effect that most of the so-called people who are, let's say, foreigners who don't look German and don't speak really good German and everything. You know, it's not black people. It's not, although lately there's large numbers of them, but for the most part, it is Turkish people. They wave around their Turkish flags. And whenever there is, you know, soccer, no? Soccer is like German football, but for like
gay people,
but soccer. No? So, When there is a national game, Germany versus Turkey, ne? Then all of a sudden, the whole stadiums, these arenas where they play, are filled up with Germans and Turks. The Germans wave their German flags, the Turks wave their Turkish flags, and are like, Turkey, yeah, win, goal, Erdogan is the best. Ne? And the thing is, most of these people have a German passport.
It's not a
parallel society.
Do the Germans fucking destroy them in soccer, but?
Yeah, Turks are good at soccer. So Germans. The thing is, very talented soccer players in the German national team are actually Turkish or have dual nationalities, like Mesut Özil. You know, I'm not into soccer. I hate sports in general, especially soccer. But Mesut Özil, people who are soccer people interested in soccer playing will know Mesut Özil, for example. He is a German Turk or a Turk German, Turco German, whatever you want to call it. Ne?
Yeah.
Literally shook hands. There's pictures and videos of Mesut Özil who plays for the German national soccer team, shaking hands with Erdogan, receiving a medal, it's a Turkish,
are the Turks actually Muslim, or are they moving? Are they moving away from Islam? No. Like, do they drink or what? They drink beers.
I will not generalize. Not all of them, but most of them are Muslims. And not all of them are Orthodox Muslims, and not all of them like Erdogan. But for the most part, they are Muslims. They like Erdogan. They don't like Germans. They don't
The women wear headscarves, or they have the hair out?
Yeah, and I know that for a fact because, a former working colleague who was a Turkish woman, or is a Turkish woman, when I started work there, I was like smoking, and she was like smoking and had normal hair and everything. Ne? And then after a year or maybe a little bit more, all of a sudden she wore a headscarf around her head. Ne? And I was like, what is going on? And then she said, I don't smoke anymore. Smoking is bad. And I was
Did she have some bloke come into her life and be like stand over or something or what?
I'm not sure. She is married to a guy who has a well-paid job, who is a Turk, who works for a lemonade company. He normally you would think, and I thought, that is just a normal dude. Okay, he's from Turkey, but he's intelligent, speaks perfect German, a clever guy. you know, yeah, a chat, no? But then I started to wonder, yeah, why exactly is it that she wears a headscarf all of a sudden when supposedly her husband is like totally
westernized
and everything. Yeah. Yeah. And then,
do you ever have interracial marriages at all?
Me, I was married to a German woman. I once had an interracial relationship, not marriage, but with a woman of the black fullness color.
The KFC kind of woman. No,
she was cool.
I
don't know her name, but she was really dark, like really from Africa, not African American, no, really African.
Yeah, proper African. Yeah.
A proper African, totally based, cool. But, you know, it was always like you have these relationships and then it is like, you know, you have to know in Germany, it is like when it is like when you have an appointment, let's say you want to do a barbecue and everybody knows, OK, it starts at 10 and she would arrive at 3 hours later and say, yeah, African time.
African time, bro. At church. At church, all the Africans rock up fucking half an hour late. It's just the way it is, bro.
Yeah, but
the whole church starts later. Like, yeah, I'm fucking telling you. Because a lot of the Africans who come here are Christian, and they're all good. Like, they come to church, we go to church together, and every fucking church I go to, it will say, like, 10:30 start or 5 in the afternoon start. And ends up being half an hour late because the fucking Africans are always late.
It is like, it's not even a prejudice or a stereotype. It's like it was.
They admit it. They'll be like, they say it.
They don't give a fuck. Then, the crazy stories that they invent. Yeah, my car broke down. And I'm like, yeah, but there is your car. Yeah, but it broke down. I'm like, yep, well, but it worked. You drove.
She's a mechanic. Nah. What about Turkish women? Do you see many Turks and Germans hook up, or are they nah?
Oh,
Turkish women are not good looking, or what?
Nah. Okay. Now, in my opinion, some Turkish women are really decent looking, but I cannot get over the Muslim thing. I cannot take any person seriously who wears a hijab or whatever it's called. And I personally prefer blondes let's say they don't necessarily have to have blonde hair, the women I like, but they can have dark hair, but they have to be white. Sorry for being I don't want
but
to
you
be
had an African missus, so like whatever. But you prefer the white ones.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, bro.
She was nothing wrong with her. She is a beauty, no? She was probably still is. I have no contact anymore. It's a long time ago, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't regret anything.
Nah. So you're heading to do your thing. How many drinks do you reckon you've had?
Two beers.
Is that all?
No, wait. And a half beer.
That's all right. You're all good. That's nothing, brother.
Yeah, I will brush my teeth. I take a shower, put on perfume, rest properly, and then hope that
10 out of a 10, bro. You'd be there every fucking day. You're there 3 days of the week. You better look fucking right.
Again, 3 days of the week for 3 months long, for each day 3 hours. You know, this number three thing, I'm not inventing that. I will not
document. Drilling it into your brain. It's like a subliminal message, bro.
Yeah.
Something's going on. Three must be a lucky number or something. I don't know.
Gematria stuff or whatnot. So thanks for having me on, Dusty.
Oh, man. Thanks, brother. Thanks for coming on. Anytime, bro. You just fucking hit me up in the chat. Oi, what's the time in Germany? What's the time over there?
Right now it is almost. It is almost 12. 5 minutes to 12. So noon. No.
Yeah. 11:55. That's awesome. You should, One time when you're on your phone, right, mm-hmm. you should do a live because I can – you can come on your phone, bro, and then you could, like, show us what Germany's like. Walk yeah. down the park and be like, yo, here's one of these Turks I was telling you about. That'd be fun. Or be like, Dusty, here's that 10.
With the reporter side, with binoculars. Yeah, there they are. Take pictures.
All over YouTube, bro.
So, again, I hope I didn't interrupt too much of your show. Thanks for letting me on. No? And yeah, brother. I wish you and everybody else a happy day and all. Yep. No? Cool.
Thanks, bro. I'll be praying for your legs too, eh?
Thank you. Yeah, I will survive. So.
You'll survive. Thanks, brother. God bless. Cheers, eh?
Thank you.
Bang. There we go. Oh, mate. Isn't it nice? I actually really like my mate when he's so what when he comes on, you know? It's cool to hear a bit of something. You need to come on, Lisa. Anytime, Lisa, you want to come on, I'm telling you, I'll just bang, send you that link. So what? He's the man. He's got big balls. So what, you know? I think I posted the link, right, in the chat one time, and next minute, so what's just sitting there waiting. I'm like, who's this guy? I posted it up for my friend, and next minute, so what came on, bang. I love it. I reckon he's got balls, that guy, you know. He just comes on. Bang. He ain't afraid. Anyone's welcome to come on. If you want to come on, you let me know in the comments section, eh? And I'll be like, bang. Check my D live because I've been away for the D live for a bit. Bang, we got a few more lemons. Thanks so much, everyone. We got Brucey Boys hooked me up with 14 lemons. Vampire Frogs hooked me up with 10. Besot, if that's how I say it, 10 lemons. Shouting at Clouds, 1 lemon. Neon, 1 lemon. Aussie Mozzie, 114 lemons. Uncle T, 14 lemons. So what? 14 lemons. Brother. God bless the D-Live. I'm so thankful for you guys, huh? Cheers so much. They are violent. An African woman will stab you for real. I reckon African women would be a bit, like, aggressive. You know what I mean? I got a few African women friends, and, like, we talk about politics and stuff, and, you know, I'm a bit of a stir them up and have a joke, and they get a bit like, and you go, what? That's African men have got to be brave, you know? Don't go there. Nah, you know? Turks mostly smoke. Yeah, Turks are always got a fucking durry hanging out their mouth, eh? The Beast, I hooked up with the hottest chick. What a fucking legend. Good on you, stud. We've been brainwashed that multicultural is good. They don't even believe in multi. Multiculturalism is just a lie to, you know, so they're like, multiculturalism, we've got to be tolerant. Next minute you say, like, anything. You say anything. That's not the left-wing dogma. And they're like, you can't say that. You're Facebook's God. Only African woman I knew was really prime and proper. She was raised in Catholic school. Yo! I'm going to show you as me freaking. Oh, I need to get this up first. Bang! This is a good live tonight. I'm really grateful for everyone coming on watching the show. We learned a little bit about the rugby, but we didn't go into it too far. There's always more to be said, but at the end of the day, we touched base, we learned a bit, And here we are, Dusty Bogan website. Remember, if I ever get D platform, and it looks like my D Live's going pretty good now. So remember, back me up on D Live. The Dusty Bogan, look me up on D Live. Check out my website, dustybogan.com. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, the Dusty Bogan's mates. Just go to my website, dustybogan.com. You get all my links. I've got a podcast now too. You can buy merch. You can support me on Subscribestar, DLive. Everything's on there. There's all this other stuff. The Rationalize TV, all my videos are going to get backed up on there. That's where I'm going to do real edgy, you know, on Rationalize TV. This is where I'm going to be uploading all my kind of more exclusive content just for Rationalize TV, because it's more of a I'll be doing interviews on Rationalize TV where they're just people who, you know, you can't get away with talking to on YouTube. I haven't started yet. I've got if you go to Rationalize TV, you can check out all the Aussie YouTubers are on there. You can check out my Dusty Bogan Rationalize. I think I've got 140 videos backed up on there. So I'm just so grateful they've had the opportunity to get on Rationalize TV. All my videos backed up on there. Isn't it good? There's been a heap of opportunities that have come my way. Such a blessing. You guys are such a blessing for donating to me, super chatting to me. Anyway, that's my website. Thanks for all your support, guys. We're going to end this stream tonight. Thanks, Lisa. Podcast. Yay. Yeah, I know. I've been uploading heaps on there. I think I've only got 5 subs or something on me podcast. So, you know, back up. Back Dusty up. What I'm thinking too, I can actually do lives on me podcast. So I was thinking, like, when I come home, I'm just going to, like, drive home with my ears in and just rant, talk shit. I want to try and do some different exclusive content on these different channels I got, you know what I mean? So it's not all the same stuff. But anyway, God bless you. Thanks for the super chats. Thanks all my DLive people. So grateful. I've got 39 people following me now. Thanks for all me lemons. Thanks for all me ice creams. Just full gratitude. And we're going to go live. We'll do a live tomorrow as well, because Married at First Sight's on. I got to work around the other Australian YouTube channels. So I like message my boy Tim Wilms from the Wilms Front. He runs the Unshackled Waves media. I always send him a message. I'm like, yo, who's going live tonight? Because I try not to. Try not to undercut them. Last week, I undercut like heaps of Australian YouTube channels. So we try to play nice. You know what I mean? Back each other up. I'll sub to your podcast. Thanks heaps, Lisa. Yeah. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, DLive. Thanks, YouTube. Thanks for the super chats. Thanks for the ice creams and the lemons. God bless you. Yeah.